Good morning, estate agents of the UK. I'm Charlie Lambden. I'm the founder of Best Agent. And this morning, I want to help some of you who may not have actually reached this realization yet, realize it sooner, because the sooner you realize it, the better. And that is this. There are some clients that are worse to have than having no clients at all, because they actually set you and your business backwards. But because it's so difficult to get invited in to pitch a seller in the first place, it's understandable why so many agents, once they're in someone's living room, do not want to walk away from the opportunity to list that property. Excuse me. But when you think about it, the way I see this, and the way I see the smartest and best agents that I know approaching this, is that they are interviewing the client as much as the client's interviewing them. Because what really good agents know is that you're going to be investing your time and your reputation for months, at least months, before you actually see any money from the potential sale of that client's property. So ask yourself this. When you're sitting down with a client and they just show that sign of being a little bit tricky, ask yourself, do I want to be working for this person or these people for perhaps a year before I get paid? Or is that going to be hell and something I wish I hadn't taken on? Now, the less experienced an agent that you are, the more likely there is of doing this. But I just wanted to talk you through a couple of questions that might help you. And it's a personal choice each time, but just might help you come to the realization that actually this is a client you might be glad you walked away from. If you've been doing this job for long enough, you've all seen these guys already, okay? And the thing is let those, what I call the toxic clients, the ones where nothing's ever good enough and they don't want to pay your fee and they're on the phone all the time and they're just demanding and they're never happy, they're complaining all the time, they take you away from your other more deserving clients. They actually take your time and your effort on getting other deals over the line away. So they aren't just a waste of your time. They actually cost you in terms of where you want to be putting your focus and your energy. Maybe you've already got clients like this right now on your books. Maybe you're watching this and thinking, God, yeah, I've already signed up a few of those. Then I would say to you, you need to go and talk to those clients and you need to give them an ultimatum. You need to say to them that the working relationship is not working for you. And if they would like to remain with you to sell their home, then here are your new terms. And tell them exactly what you need in order for you to be happy to continue working for them. Okay. Whatever that might be, it might be that they've got to lower their price to a level you're happy with. It might be that they've got to stop calling you every single day. It might be that they've got to stop making unreasonable demands. But, you know, I promise you this, as often as not, 50-50, when you have this conversation with a difficult client, some of them will go, "Well, fine, sod you, I'm off. Good, that's a win for you. And this is a win-win for you, whatever happens." Or some of them will go, "Oh God, oh, we're really sorry. Have we been that difficult customer? Okay, we don't want to be a difficult customer. We do actually want to sell, and we do like you, so we want to sell with you. So we're happy to go along with what you say," because they don't want to go through the process of finding another agent. So do not be afraid to give your existing and your prospective new customers your terms of business on how you need to work and how you want to work. Now, the one caveat I'd say there is, don't ask them for a lock-in. Don't ask them for a lock-in. I discussed that on yesterday's video. But otherwise, you know, for example, you could raise your fee. That's one way to say to a client, "Look, if you want me to carry on working for you, this is a very, very difficult job. I'm afraid my fee needs to go up to whatever the next level is." And again, if you're in the living room of a client who's decided that they do want to go with you, but they want a too high a price or they want too low a fee, say to yourself, "Oh, I don't want this business on those terms." And, you know, just have that quiet word with yourself. And then go, "Do I want this business on those terms? Am I going to walk out of here feeling happy that I've got a good instruction on fair terms? Or am I going to walk out of here feeling, oh God, I've got a huge amount of work for what in the end was not going to be that great a fee?" And in that moment, you may well come to the conclusion that, no, I'm sorry, for this property and those clients, I need 2%, including VAT. Simple as that. You will be surprised how many clients and sellers will actually be inspired and have confidence in you based on your level of confidence. And this is a win for you and the client, because if you get the terms that you want that make you happy to have that client, you're going to go out with a spring in your step and be, you know, actually be more motivated to do the work they need to get that property sold. But what I see happening, especially with agents who haven't been around as long as some, is taking on clients that you wish you hadn't taken on. So think about this. What would you rather have? A client that you work for 6 months and then they leave you anyway, or you can't sell it for them? You know, is there any upside to that? All that time, all that effort, all that energy, your reputation, and then for them to just walk out or be such a nightmare client they don't sell with you, they decide not to sell, or to not have that client at all. Which is better? Not having the client at all. And 2024 is going to be, I think, for all but the most experienced agents, 2024 is going to be harder than 2023. There are glimmers of hope where transaction volumes might improve in some areas, but the economy is going to get harder. I think that demand is going to weaken, even if interest rates continue to come down, which they may or may not do. I'm not predicting either way, but even if mortgage interest rates come down, I'm going to play you a clip that was on BBC News this morning, okay, because this is the strongest recession indicator I've heard yet. Just listen to this. It's only 20 seconds.
Now, something else that we're all too familiar with as well has been the pressure perhaps on UK's hospitality sector, its restaurants and cafes, things like that. But some industry experts are warning that the start of 2024 is already the worst they've ever seen. The boss of Hospitality UK, the trade body, Kate Nichols, says she's never seen as many closures in 25 years. And Sasha Lord, Manchester's nighttime economy advisor, has warned that the closures are the tip of the iceberg. He's been calling, amongst other things, for an urgent cut to VAT.
The worst start in over 25 years for the hospitality industry, who also reported that they had a very, very weak Christmas and New Year, which is normally their bumper time. This is one of the strongest recession indicators yet, and there have been lots of others. Barclays announced 5,000 job cuts and more to come this morning. It's Tuesday the 9th of January. It's still early 2024. And so you might be in a market that's not affected by this. You might be in a market where actually employment's very strong and the prospects are good, and this may not affect you. But you may also be in a market where this, you are going to be affected by this. And so do you want to be listing stuff you can't sell? I strongly suggest the answer is no, especially as there are likely to be more instructions coming on, an increase in new instructions, an increase in supply to the market. Okay? So on... In a way, that's good because it might give you more clients to choose from. But if I was an agent in 2024, especially if I own my own business or I was a self-employed agent, I would be picking every client on the basis of, is this a client that's actually going to earn me money, or is this client that's going to be a massive pain in my ass and be unrealistic? And of course, if you overvalue their property, then you know, you're shooting yourself in the foot in the first place. So please, if you didn't watch it, watch yesterday's videos, where I talked about how overvaluing is it's a lose-lose-lose for everyone, especially in the falling market, and how to step away from that and how you can win instructions without overvaluing. But you can actually use other agents overvaluing against them and in your favor to win instructions. So check out yesterday's video on that, okay? But every client you have should be a client because you want that client. And if you don't want them, don't have them. Walk away. I promise you, you will thank me for this if you can actually find the confidence to know when to walk away. If in doubt, just walk away. Okay. So if you've got clients right now that are being difficult clients, in your own style, go and see them, talk to them and say, listen, the market's changed. My situation's changed. We've got to make some changes if I'm to continue representing you in the sale of your house. Your fees are going to go up. Your price is going to come down. You're going to need to follow my recommendations. And if you're not happy to do that, I understand. Please feel free to go with another agent. Okay, because imagine, Either they're going to leave and you won't have that unsaleable property in the books anymore, which is a win, or they're going to stay and say, okay, we'll drop our price, we'll accept the higher fee because we want to stay with you. It's a win-win. Go and have those conversations sooner rather than later with sellers, because every agent wants a reasonable, motivated seller. And the only agents who want the rest are the overvalues who just want to list as many as they can because they don't care because they're paid on listings. And that's not you, hopefully. And if it is you, and if you're someone who is one of those just list anything at any price, working for one of the large corporates that does that, and especially if you're good at your job, I hope you will consider going to work for another agency that will value you more. If you genuinely have good closing skills and you're great at getting clients to sign up, take those skills to an employer who's going to value them more. Because I suspect you will feel better about yourself if you can go and work for a company where you're going to win business that actually is going to get sold and where the clients are going to be glad they signed up with you and not regret signing up with you. Because if you're a lister, a valuations manager or whatever you want to call it, that's just out there signing people up to a long sold agency contract and you know they're not going to sell, how does that feel? What's your professional fulfillment feeling like? You know, how good do you feel about your job? Because there's only one or two approaches there, right? Either you just don't care about the clients and go, well, it's their choice. They don't have to sign up with me. And you're fobbing it off like that and you're going out to the pub and getting, you know, drowning your sorrows about how you're not helping those people in that way. Or you're doing your job because you've got to earn a living. You're just not enjoying it. Either way, go and talk to someone else. Good morning, David. Hello. That's it. I want to just keep a short one this morning. I want to keep on doing these daily drops of help for agents. If you haven't already, please go and open your account at bestagent.co.uk as an agent where you get free telephone leads. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do it on LinkedIn or when you set up your agent, your account on Back Office. Best agent back office at bestagent.co.uk. You can communicate with us through that way as well. And if you'd like to join the private WhatsApp forum of agents, the best agent invite only WhatsApp forum, again, set up your back office account and then let me know that's what you'd like to do. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Any questions, any help, give me a shout. You know where I am. See you soon. Bye.